So we actually were working in progress of doing this for quite a while with Bay Cliff. We had approached them and asked if they might be interested in having some independent living skills development workshops at camp, specifically for the teen program. And so when COVID hit and everybody went into hiding, basically, we kind of reached back out and just said, hey, are you going to do stuff this summer? You know, just interested in if she wanted that back. And Claire said, yeah, they're going to do a virtual camp, and they invited us back to do that. So we have a virtual workshop going to be happening with some of the teams at Bay Cliff this summer.
So how has this COVID situation worked here with you guys at SAIL in terms of adapting? Obviously, this is part of that, and you're doing a virtual setting on it. But how is this sort of fitting into how you're managing COVID right now as an agency?
Yeah, you know, we have all of our staff are working, which we're super lucky for. We just really quickly moved to remote access, and everybody's at home. Luckily, the healthy community living curriculum that we were going to have for Bay Cliff was web-based, and so they've done some cool things to just change that quickly, and we've actually been doing some workshops with Room at the Inn over at Lakeview. We were doing workshops, this exact type of curriculum, with the Native American population, and so we continued to do that. So we've really just been able to shift our service line and our programs and stay true to our independent living mission and philosophy by being able to do it virtually. Obviously, you know, we really need to make sure that the people we work with have access to internet and access to, you know, a device to be able to do that type of thing. So that's some of the couple of the more barriers that we are coming across, but we're trying to be really helpful in being able to provide those types of items if they need them.
We're talking with Sarah Perikoski, who is Executive Director of SAIL, the Disability Network of the UP. Sarah, getting back to the things that you're doing with Bay Cliff, what are some of the highlights of this virtual programming that you are going to be doing for the campers at Bay Cliff?
Yeah, so we have two different types of workshops that they could pick, like, different sessions from. And so we gave them 20 different workshops to pick from. I believe Claire and her staff went through and asked some of the teams what they'd be interested in. So some of the topics that came out were transportation, of course, which is a big issue around the Upper Peninsula, healthy relationships, building support, and housing maintenance, one is called. So some of these workshops really just help with that independent living skills, and especially being teens, they are in that age range where they're starting to look to transition out of the home, maybe go to, you know, college, maybe go to work in a different environment, possibly live in another area than their parents. And so we really want to make sure that we help those specific teens with that next level of transitioning into independent living.
Sarah Perikoski is with us this morning, Executive Director of SAIL, the Disability Network of the UP. Not only with this program, but all of your other services you were just talking about a moment. If people have questions, they want to find out, maybe there's resources that you can help share with the community. How can they get the most information the quickest?
Yeah. So we've been actually in the last month of April and May combined, we're doing 23 virtual events. And so you can find some of those events on our upsail.org/events page, which is our calendar. It's on our website. Or you could go to our Facebook page at SAIL, or I'm sorry, DNUP. And they, you know, it's an ability to get to those. And then you really are just anybody can access those all around the Upper Peninsula, depending on what their needs are, if they're interested. Or you could still call our main phone line at 228-5744. It will tell you that there's another live phone call or phone number to call if you want to talk to a person, and that number is 250-2448. So there's a couple of different ways, and so we're completely open. We're serving people virtually through the phone, trying to just help people with their independent living goals and trying to move them forward during this really weird time.
Well, it is interesting times to say the least, but you do have that information there for folks. And if they do have questions, again, what is the website for them to go to?
Yep. So www.upsail.org or upsail.org.